The clock is ticking. We are running out of time for registrations, but there's still a couple of weeks left before the Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth comes to town. And who better to talk to than Bruce Williams of Captain's Cove this morning about the tournament. Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having us.
Bruce, I mean, another year of us chatting about this. How excited are you for the upcoming tournament?
Very excited. It's one of our big events here that we've been holding at the marina since 1983. So, mm-hmm. So it's one of our signature events here, and we're very excited about it coming up soon.
What do you love most about hosting the tournament every year?
Well, it's just a nice weekend of activity. We've got the fishermen coming in and out with the with their catches, and it adds an area of festivity to the whole place. You know, people coming by and broadcasting from the marina, which is great. It draws a lot of people in, so it's always a nice weekend.
Give us a snapshot, Bruce Williams, what it's going to look like at Captain's Cove come the last weekend of August.
Well, it's this is our last kind of, we're open until the end of September, but our last big weekend is the swim weekend. So we'll have our normal events going on that weekend, heightened, of course, by the bluefish and the fact that you guys are coming down to broadcast and all. So we have the Middle Bank fishing boat. He'll be heading out every day, both days of the weekend. We have our little gift shops along the boardwalk. We have bands on the deck on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. So it's always a nice big weekend for us.
And I always love to get tips from you, Bruce, especially for our listeners who maybe this is their first year entering the tournament or they're still kind of getting their feet wet, so to say, with fishing. What are some tips for people entering the tournament?
Well, the I was speaking actually just yesterday to Captain Tim Griffith from the Middle Bank, who has a pretty good handle on the fish that are out there in the Sound. He's out every day, and he kind of filled me in on the latest on the bluefish. And at this point, a lot of the big blues, in the 10-15 pound range, are down west of Norwalk west, also from New Haven east. But they are starting to move into this area, in the central part of this the area off Bridgeport, but more a little bit in the deeper water out by Middle Ground Lighthouse. So at this point, our best tip would be to head out to that area if people are fishing in this area. If you're already down west or you're up in the east, you're in pretty good shape already because the big blues are already there.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What would be your guess for this year, Bruce? How heavy do you think the heaviest will be?
Well, these days the largest fish seem to run the 16-17 pound range. Years ago, when we first started the contest, it was the fish were somewhat bigger in the sometimes up to 20-22 pound range. But generally, the last few years they've been in that high teens range for the most part.
That's exciting. We're talking to Bruce Williams of Captain's Cove this morning. And Bruce, always have to ask this question, especially during the times that we're living in. I know it is outdoors, but can't help but notice you guys are in Bridgeport. So will there be any protocols people need to follow if they come down to Captain's Cove this year with COVID?
Well, at this point, the outside areas are all open. We have a lot of seating area for the restaurant outside, and no mask is required. But there was a new city regulation that came out just a couple of days ago that if you come inside the restaurant, you have to wear a mask. But at this point, the outside areas are all mask-free.
Okay. So, yeah, probably just a good idea. Carry your mask with you if you want to go order some of the food down there. Just have it ready for when you go inside. But everything else is free. That's exciting. Free of mask, I should say.
Right, exactly.
Very, very exciting. Well, Bruce, anything else before I let you go? I know you were a very busy man, but anything else before we let you go when it comes to the tournament?
Well, I just want to thank you guys again for being a part of it. And as I said, it's one of our big events. We had a swim across the Sound last weekend, and then the WICC event which we look forward to every year, and we can't wait to see you guys down here.
Yeah, so do we. We're super blessed to be able to work with you guys every year. Bruce Williams of Captain's Cove, thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, Melissa. Nice to talk to you.
You too, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.